And the sons of man in those days were taking from the cattle of the earth and the beasts of the field, right? And the birds in the air, and they were teaching the mixing of each species, different species, with one another until all of the flesh on the earth had become corrupt. My dear brother and companion Ismail.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Father.
Thank you for joining me today.
Father, is really any evidence that the story of Noah really happened?
I think so, yes. That there is evidence. And when the conversation begins about evidence concerning the flood of Noah and the story of Noah's Ark, people tend to speak about evidence of the existence of the Ark itself. But I think that there still exists today a different type of evidence, and one that has to do with the animals, actually. So there is this book. It's a book that is called the Book of Jasher. The Book of Jasher is a very interesting book because it is referenced on multiple occasions in the Hebrew Bible. So in the Book of Joshua, for example, it says in one of the verses, "And the sun stood still and the moon stayed until the people avenged against their enemies." Is it not written so in the Book of Jasher? And so here you have this verse that is describing an event that took place, and that's when the sun stood still, all right, time stopped for Joshua. And then it says, "And is it not written?" So the Hebrew Bible is quoting this other source, the Book of Jasher, as further evidence. You find the same thing happening later on in the Book of Samuel, when it says in one of the verses over there, and he was commanded to teach the people the use of the bow. Is it not written as such in the Book of Jasher? And so you have another repetition of almost the same identical line, where we have a story being told or a verse being told, and then it's referencing this Book of Jasher. Well, what is the Book of Jasher? The Book of Jasher is essentially another book that pretty much tells the stories from the Bible, the stories of the prophets and the messengers. It's as if it is a version of the Hebrew Bible that is written slightly differently, with more details concerning the story of Moses, concerning the story of Joseph, and really all of the stories that are in there are written in a little bit more detail. It is a text that has been widely ignored, but it's still in print. People can access it today. And in the Book of Jasher, chapter 4, actually, towards the end of the chapter, it is describing the events that took place that led up to the wrath of God befalling upon the earth and him deciding that he was going to wipe out all of mankind and the animals, all life that existed on earth. And the worship of idols is given as a reason why God's wrath befalls the earth. It says that in those days, every man had made a god for his own self and worshipped it. So everybody was kind of making up their own idols, their own gods, and worshiping them. But then an interesting thing is also mentioned in there. It says that the judges at that time, the leaders and the judges, they would go down and they would to the daughters of man, and they would take by force women from their husbands. And then it said that, and the sons of man in those days were taking from the cattle of the earth and the beasts of the field, right? And the birds in the air, and they were teaching the mixing of each species, different species, with one another, until all of the flesh on the earth had become corrupt. And so in this fascinating verse, from this fascinating book, the book of Jasher, you find in there a reference to the fact that the people, in order to provoke the Lord, right, were upsetting God and seeking to make themselves God above God by taking different animal species that existed at that time and mixing them together to create new species. And I think that's a fascinating thing, because we do find in a lot of the Babylonian and Egyptian writings and drawings that we have today, these depictions of creatures that are in many occasions half man, half animal, such as the Sphinx or other than that. But you also have depictions of creatures like the Ammit in ancient Egyptian mythology, which is a creature that has the head of a crocodile, it has the two front feet of a lion or cheetah, and then you have the hind legs of a hippopotamus. So it's a creature which is essentially a hybrid, a mixture of these three creatures, the hippopotamus, the lion, and the crocodile. I think if we look into the animal kingdom today, we find evidence of the fact that this verse was speaking the truth, and that there are creatures even on the face of the planet today that are a result of the experimentations that took place during the times of Noah, alayhi salam. For example, you have the okapi, which is a mixture between a giraffe and a zebra. It's neither a giraffe nor is it a zebra. And that is clearly a mixture of two creatures. You have the platypus, which is a clear mixture of a duck and a beaver. And the platypus is a fascinating creature, because even though it is a mammal, it lays eggs like a reptile or like a duck, a bird, so to speak. You have also the maned wolf, which is a mixture between a fox and a wolf. You have the red panda, which looks like it's a mixture between a panda, a raccoon, and a fox. You have the narwhal, which is a mixture between a walrus and a whale. And these are just a few of the examples of these odd creatures that exist on our in our world today that actually are the descendants of these hybrid creatures that were created by people in the time of Noah, alayhi salam.
It's amazing.
Thank you so much, Ismail.